Have you heard the term Chimerica? Of course, it's a combination of China and America. But the question is, does China own America? Does China need America? And does America need China? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to look at some things you may not know about China and what they really own right here in the United States of America.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money. Because now Geico's discounts are even bigger. Like our pay in full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front. And our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Welcome to Trimerica. Have you heard that term before? It was coined years ago. And at the time it was talking about was China, our abusive lover. Or is America, as someone put it, a needy lover that we just can't dump? What's going on with this Chinese connection, with this incredibly deep connected, sometimes seemingly incestuous relationship that America, the United States of America, has with China? Now, do not get me wrong. I love the Chinese people. I was thoroughly impressed at spending a Christmas holiday there a few years ago in China, that I was so amazed that in our country, people were having debates that Christmas was intolerant or abusive or being forced on people. It was absolutely horrible. You know, you can't say Merry Christmas. You remember all that rhetoric and stuff going on? And it was all over the news. Yet, I'm in China. And you know what was going on in China? Some of the largest billboards and advertisements I have seen in my life, hanging from massive skyscrapers. We're talking massive outside signs and, you know, the kind of ones they drape down the side of the buildings and stuff, coming from the airport headed to my hotel. I was there for commerce. I was there, interestingly enough, dealing with immunotherapy. We'll talk about that in a minute, but what I thought was so incredibly impressive about China on this visit was every Chinese person I met. Whether I said something to them first or not, seeing me, obviously, the American, walked up, bowed, and said, "Merry Christmas." Now, how oxymoronic is that? I'm in a communist country that's very capitalist-driven, and I have just left my country, home country, where everybody is talking about how saying Merry Christmas is oppressive. However, I'm over in an oppressive country that oppresses its people, and everybody's excited to say Merry Christmas because that was one of the new things the government let them do. The government finally decided they could celebrate Christmas just like Americans, and everybody was excited about it. Everybody was stoked. that they could tell the American happy, you know, Merry Christmas. And they had massive Christmas trees all over the place. They were going all out. That gives you an idea of some of the things that are upside down. Now, I truly love the Chinese people. Such a nice, wonderful, hardworking people. But then there's the Chinese government. You know, that's a different thing. Me, the historian part of me, if you've ever seen my work on like the Science Channel or History Channel, always dig back in the history past. So think about China. China's very powerful. Think about what China's been through. China was a massive world exploration leader long, long ago. But when the Chinese emperors came in, each succeeding dynasty would completely obliterate the works of the one before it. So even if a preceding dynasty was incredibly proficient, people that came after it destroyed everything about them, and it was just unknown again. And that's why most people don't even know that China has more pyramids than Egypt. Yeah. Think about that. Because their policy was to oppress. Their policy was to change the people's minds by erasing history. It's kind of what like ISIS is doing, tearing down history. It's what's going on in the United States of America, where people are tearing down Confederate statues, erasing history. Kind of ironic, isn't it? But here you have a nation of billions of people, but way back when it turned communist, do you know there were billions of people? Do you know how many communist members there were at the time they took over the country? 60,000. That's it. 60,000 party members took over a country and gave all the power to the government and basically made the people slaves. Now, they've used that to create an incredible commerce engine. But as you know today, if China doesn't want certain things said, China gets its way. Why is that? Is it because China's in the right? No, it's because they throw so much money out there that if you don't play their game, they'll shut you up by cutting off the money. We've all seen this go on with the World Health Organization. I'm going to go through some of these things with you. I'm going to explain this very codependent relationship, some of the things you probably don't know that have gone on between China and the United States of America. But do not get me wrong. I love the Chinese people. I like that they can manufacture things cheaply, fast, right? I buy from China. I've manufactured things in China. And it's a shame that many times right here in the United States of America, we can't manufacture things because of some of the ways. I'm not talking environmental stuff. I'm just talking simple stuff where instead of a regular wage, you got a union wage and fees and all this other stuff. You just can't make it in America anymore. But is that one of the things that's going to change? Now that we've been through this COVID pandemic, will Chimerica disappear? Will the countries be separated into a more healthy relationship as a result? You know, I told you I was there a few years ago. I was there basically working on diagnostics, immunology. I was there because they manufacture almost all the tests in the world that you use in your doctor's office that they test you with or in hospitals. Most people don't know that. You probably heard about it as we got into this pandemic because testing was so limited. But have we gone too far? Have we intertwined like a cancer? Has that happened to us? Well, I'm going to show you some of these tentacles. Most people have no idea of just how deep this is intertwined and how hard it might be for these two lovers, China and America, to get into a healthy relationship versus a codependent, abusive relationship. That's what I'm going to talk about next.
Do you know why Jovan loves doing talk radio? Because he has a face made for radio. It's true. Look at his website. He's a nerd hiding out in a biker's body. Speaking of body, how about a quick pee-pee break? Jovan will be right back.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at geico.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
We're talking about Chimerica. The combination of China and America into a very weird, incestuous relationship. I'm just laying out some of the facts for you that you might not know, like I'm going to share with you shortly. Companies, corporations that you trust, made in America, that are actually owned by the Chinese. Here's the crux of it. China is still an export-led economy. And its biggest consumer? America. That's right. America. It's because so much of our domestic demand is serviced by China. Now, both our countries have tried to get better at this rebalancing act. And if you've paid attention to the news, you know President Trump has been trying to get these things back in a line. But where will it get us? The The United States depends heavily on China for providing us with low-cost goods that enable our income-constrained American consumers to make ends meet. Do you think it's just about the pricing of those things? Is there something more at the heart that connects our two countries? Here's what you need to know. Our country, the United States of America, depends on China. Why do we depend on China? It's not just commerce. We depend on China to provide funding for our budget deficits. That's right. China is the single largest foreign holder of U.S. Treasury securities. China owns, ready for this? Over $1.4 trillion in direct ownership of the United States of America and at least $250 billion in what's called quasi-governmental paper. When we run up debts, when we approve ridiculous spending bills, a new one hit the wire the other day for $3 trillion, right? $3 trillion of new debt that were the House passed. That bill, ironically, instead of mentioning back to work or commerce or whatever, the number one thing it mentioned more was cannabis. That's interesting. That's kind of telling. But, you know, we don't get it caught between this and have China stop buying our debt because we'll be in a world of hurt. What is that world of hurt that we depend on that creates this sick relationship? It's because America depends on China because of a fundamental weakness in our U.S. economy. What is that? It is not about making things cheaper. This profound weakness that we have as Americans is the lack of domestic savings. Think about that. It's the lack of domestic savings. Basically, that means if you were to look at the net domestic savings rate, that's the depreciation-adjusted savings of households, businesses, and the government sector combined. That's how it's figured. Net domestic saving rate. We as a nation save, put back, store, have to depend on ...1.3% of our national income. 1.3% of our national income. And that's why China owns so much of us. You see, in their communist-run country, the collective for the people, well, the government owns it all. There is no personal savings. The government owns it all. And since the government has all the savings, they can invest it any way they want, and they're investing it in America. Why? Because we lack in savings at home, but we still want to consume and grow, we have to import surplus foreign savings from abroad. That's why we run this massive balance of payments and trade deficits between our countries, That's why it happens. It's just, and it's also opportunistic. Let me give you an example. When the Russians and the Saudis were fighting over oil a short while ago, and oil went down to basically zero a barrel, what was the real war to be had? Well, the real war to be had was the oil companies and, say, Texas, the great state of Texas, producing a lot of that oil. All those companies started going bankrupt. Well, you would think, well, there'd be a bailout for that. No, the problem was China coming in to buy up those rights? What if China gets a hold of oil rights before we get this economy fixed again? They'll actually own more of us. Have you ever thought about that? You know, there's things to consider which way this river of money is flowing. Is it flowing east or is it flowing west? What's going on here? And how can a country hold over a trillion dollars of another sovereign country's debt? That is what's going on. That is why we're in the position we are. That is even why we couldn't do mass COVID testing. Two things. The political system politicized the test for coronavirus, and Big Pharma jumped in to get the more expensive test when tests could actually be produced for a few dollars over in China. But China held back those tests because they were upset that everybody was talking about this virus, which came out of China, came from China. See, that's how the system exerts pressure on itself. Here, in fact, coronavirus did, in fact, come from Wuhan. But because the world told the truth, and the United States leads the world by uttering that this was from China, China punished America because it makes most the test, and it withheld the test, and the stats, and the results, and the truth, and the figures from America. Get it? It's so tied together. So tied together. That one little flick of a wrist can change the course of what's going on with our country. I'm going to read you some other facts, and I'm going to share with you the companies you know and love and trust here in America that are actually now owned by the Chinese. And you probably had no idea.
The president of Coke once said, Joe Farn set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Joe Farn a break. Be right back, right after this.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Your business ideas need room to run wild, but there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, I just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at geico.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Did you know Joe Farn gets fingered by almost a billion people a day?
Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
I once heard it was like the villain in James Bond, not like Jaws or Goldfinger or anything like that. It was the PRC, the People's Republic of China. Many say it's the most Machiavellian state in the world, and perhaps that the world has ever seen. Now, I love China, I've stated that, but no mistake about it. Communist China does nothing that is not to its own political, economic, or military advantage. The question is going to be, in this post-COVID world that's coming up, will China open up more and try to be less communist and controlling everything? Or, just as it did with information regarding COVID, will it try to suppress and control more? You know, you've heard about China and currency manipulation, and that's how it kind of gives itself a leg up in the global marketplace, that, you know, it ensures that imported Chinese goods can undercut fairly produced U.S.-made products here at home. And that's why, you know, the bulk of the products that you see at the big box stores say made in China. Now, it's a war. It's a trade war. You know, there is no shooting war going on. It's a trade war. You remember the Equifax data breach? Did you know that was state-sponsored Chinese hackers that were behind it? The Chinese attacks were proven to be aimed at stealing technology, financial information, personal data, and intellectual property of all types. Even taking control of our public utilities, phone systems, or infrastructures. I think about this all the time as a patent holder. You don't really fight China over patents. If they want it, they just take it. One of the things that I didn't like about China and my time in China, and I love the Chinese people in the country, but it has this fog over it. Everything's, you know, there's not a speck of paper. I have to say, it's really interesting in a communist country when the government tells you what your work is. You could be on the super train, you know, the subways and stuff, and the train station. Think of New York's Penn Station or whatever the case may be. Hordes and hordes of people waiting for the train. They'll smoke their cigarettes, throw them on the ground. And then all of a sudden, when the train's boarded, it's like all these little minions of people come out from unseen places and they're sweeping and scrubbing the floor. And it's spotless. It's beautiful. It's amazing how clean that country is. But one of the things that's not clean, it is literally filthy with pollution. If you look at the U.S. has, if you look at our gross domestic product, right? Compared to the units of wealth. What happens is that exchange and commerce and stuff there, since there's very little environmental protection, as we buy, we are actually polluting the environment. It's weird. It's upside down. People here will scream and cry about the environment from an American standpoint, but don't know you can't make an impact when billions of people in these factories don't care about it. Think about this. That's a country that produces over 60% of the world's solar panels. That country produces over 60% of the world's solar panels. Except only 2.5% of the People's Republic of China's electricity comes from the sun. Over two-thirds of it still comes from coal. There's no human rights there. Now, they have censorship or blacklist or a social credit system that if you behave, right, they have over 600 million cameras deployed. that if you behave, you get social credits for being a good person. Does that sound right? And some of these things, you know, you could go on. And I know China has in many ways been represented unfairly. There used to be an old Washington joke when I was in Washington that went around as, how can you tell when China is lying? Because its lips are moving. You hear that all the time about different things. But did you know that, yeah, China suppresses things because the government wants to make sure the government always looks good. That's the power that a communist government has. So, due to the fact that they control their people and own their people, they're literally owned by the government, slaves to the government. Ask Russia, who got rid of its communist system, right? They're owned by the government. And we are spoiled by that government and embrace it. Chinese production has spoiled us with low prices that are created on the back of abused labor, abused trust, and a super abused planet. Why is that okay? Why is that okay? Why is it that less than 6% of Walmart's sales, less than 6% of Walmart's sales come from goods made in the USA? And that percentage is declining, not increasing, it's declining. Problem is, if we change things over, and you thought about our day-to-day life of change with everything being made here, well, 94% of all things is estimated that it suddenly cost 2, 3 to 4 times as much money. You know, people will scream over that and can't do it. That's the deep incestuous relationship we have to try to get right and negotiate ourselves out of, because our supply chains are hopelessly tied to China. You never believed you were a crack addict. No, you're a Chimerica addict. We are all hooked on things from China. You could look at it as over 40 years of deception from the time that we made our trade agreements and we were trying to help erode their oppressive communism with free market liberty. But where did it get us? Well, it actually got us owned by the Chinese. This is what I'd like you to understand is eye-opening. Now, number one, I embrace Chinese money under the right terms. I embrace investing and starting companies, but it must be on the right terms and it must not exert undue effort. Just like if you're doing a startup company, you don't want one single investor that might not even have the big investment like everybody else exert control over the company, right? Like China's control over the World Health Organization. We chip in $400 million, they chip in $40 million, but the World Health Organization plays more to China's 10% and protecting them than America's $400 million. That's why it's upside down, because America's getting abused in the process. We've lost some of our American soul, some of our deep corporate American soul, for our mismanagement of a country and running up of debt and not teaching people to save and being totally about just consume, consume, consume and not being smart. It kind of hit us hard. Right before the pandemic, we had the issue with, trying to fix this unfair trade practices. You saw the tensions go up, right? And then all of a sudden, boom, we had this NBA exertion, right? Remember that NBA stuff going on? It's because China has grown so big and so intertwined in our lives that all the way from China, we feel it back home when these moves are made and somebody says something and somebody tweets. We feel it all the way back here. And that's why you might not know some of America's most famous brands are now owned by foreign hands. Now, this cannot detail. I can't detail the entire list of everything they own. But let me give you an example. You know, as an inventor with hundreds and hundreds of patents, I care a lot about innovation and invention. You'll hear that China can't innovate because China can take. They don't have to innovate. And when we think of some of our innovators, we think of Thomas Edison, right? And we think of all the companies created off his genius, one of them being General Electric, GE. GE has been a household name in appliances, right? Refrigerators, air conditioning, stoves, washers, whatever. Since 1962, it's been the dominant one with Made in America. And that's what appeals to most Americans. What most people don't know is that while GE appliances are still made in America, that brand is owned by the Chinese. In 2016, the Chinese bought the world's largest appliance company. $5.4 billion is what it took. Now, it's still headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. But the motherland, Qingdao, China. What's more American than apple pie, fireworks, and maybe going to a movie on the weekend? Did you know that AMC Theaters is owned by China? I don't begrudge this. It sold it. It's totally fine, but you should know it. You have to understand how deep this goes and why we must work it out. Why we must find an agreement. America's biggest movie theater chain is not owned by America anymore. It was bought out by Beijing-based Dalang Wanda Group, $2.6 billion, May 2012. They also bought the Georgia-based ones, right, which are Carmike's, for $1.2 billion. And they're still working on American studios. They've tried bids for Paramount, right? That's Chinese. You didn't know it. Smithfield Foods. You know Smithfield Foods, right? It's one of the largest producers. It was bought for $4.7 billion. Here you think it's still the Virginia-based Smithfield Foods, known for, you know, meat products primarily, you know, famous bacon and holiday hams. It owns brands like Farmland, Healthy Ones, Margarita, Curly's, and Enric. China is a big exporter. Well, China is the U.S.'s number three exporter for pork. And the world's largest pork producer is a Chinese-owned company. Legendary Entertainment. You go, well, that kind of sounds familiar. Well, Jurassic World, Warcraft, Pokemon, Pacific Rim, blah, 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 blah. Bought again. $3.5 billion. The Waldorf Astoria. Think of America's history and how American business and icon the Waldorf Astoria is. It was bought for $1.9 billion. Strategic Hotels and Resorts, right? It was bought for $6.5 billion. Riot Games. Think of all of you that play games. League of Legends. Again, bought out. The Sheraton Universal Hotel, the Marriott Downtown Los Angeles, Ingram Micro. You probably maybe kind of heard that name. But it's a conglomerate that distributes mainly Apple iPhone, Cisco network equipments, and IBM products. It's in Irvine, California. $6 billion buy owned by, well, the Chinese, including Motorola Mobility, T-Rex, Teledyne, Continental Motors. It goes on and on and on and on. So, why do I share this? As we emerge from this COVID world, we have another sickness we have to wake up to. And that sickness is, with nobody paying attention, our free country has become heavily intertwined and dependent upon a heavily controlled country. Think about that. Our free country is indebted to and owned partially by a controlled country. That's why certain things like when that NBA thing scuffed up, Chinese government had comments about the NDA. Did that not strike you as weird? Why would they even bother? And it's because we're tied together. So I think what's going to happen in our future going forward as we work to be COVID-free, we're going to have to rethink our trade. We're going to have to rethink our relationship with China. We're going to have to rethink our relationship with our own country, because if we keep on doing things and portraying our own country as horrible or capitalism bad, or we're the polluters and environmental, and we just don't get the facts straight and realize the order of magnitude over and over and over, China does this. And instead of regulating ourselves out of existence, we should figure out how to do our own manufacturing safely and correctly and get it back here with American jobs, American dollars, going directly to the American economy. And we should be educating our system, our governments, our people, not to spend us into oblivion, but to try to save more. Let's just double that 1.3% poultry savings we have. Let's just double it. Let's get off the Chinese hog tit and quit suckling our ways to starvation of our economy as we're seduced by money that they'll freely give us, because it's much easier to control us if they control the money. It's kind of like if you give people money not to work and they get used to it, they'll do anything you want them to do just to continue to get that free check. Sound familiar? That's how it works. And that is what's going on between America and China. So maybe let's put some thought into it. Maybe let's break up. Not a total breakup, we can't do that, but we can live a non-codependent existence with China, be smarter about it, don't be blinded by billions, and plan for times like we could have never planned for, like COVID, when we realize we are at the mercy of another country. When we realize we do it to ourselves. These are just a few things you need to think about and realize whether you like it or not, you live in Chimerica, and we need to get back to simply being America.
By fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.